the feeling of forgiveness starts to come in when you can just tend to that deeply sensitive part of you. Oh, you were hurt. This is just, you're pouring on the self-compassion. I could see why you were hurt. I could see why you wouldn't want to come out again. I could see why you're angry. Of course you're so sweet and that person got it so wrong. I'm going to take care of you now.
Welcome to Betty Bites, a decidedly delicious, short and sweet mind snack for your brain to chew on. I've gone back into the Betty library and pulled out my favorite Betty sound bites, a recipe, you might say. It's bits of wisdom, sprinkles of knowledge, and a dash of dry humor for you to do and be better. One of my goals this year is to make it my best year ever with my skin. And one of the ways that I'm doing that is with the Boncharge Red Light Neck and Chest Mask. Wrinkles, acne, scarring, skin roughness, loss of collagen and elastin happen in the face and in the neck and the décolletage area on our chest where the skin is very thin and susceptible to skin damage. I think at this point we're all pretty good about putting sunscreen on our face, but so many of us miss the neck and the chest area too. I use the Boncharge neck and chest mask daily for about 10 minutes in the morning while I'm checking emails. Their red and near infrared light waves together penetrate up to 5 to 10 centimeters below the skin surface. The red light reaches the skin's top layers, and the NIR light targets the deeper tissues without UV exposure. And that's going to help reduce the fine lines, wrinkles, and to help ramp up collagen and elastin production. So I want you to head over and have your best skin with me this year. Go to boncharge.com/better. That's BETTER. And use the discount code BETTER at checkout. And that's going to give you 15% off your entire cart. Transform your health and fitness with the Carol Bike, the smartest, most effective exercise backed by science. You can experience unparalleled results in just a minimum of 15 minutes per week. per week, thanks to AI personalized workouts tailored to your age and your fitness level. You will increase fat loss, train up your strength and your speed, and have better energy, something that every woman, including myself, absolutely covets. I always say that women are the original biohackers. If there's a way for us to feel better and look better, we are all over it. Carol Bike, in my opinion, is one of the best pieces of cardio equipment that you can invest in. Studies prove that Carol helps you achieve a 12% increase in cardio fitness, lowers the risk of type 2 diabetes by 62%, and reduces blood pressure by 5% in as little as 8 weeks. Begin your transformation with the Carol Bike today and enjoy $100 off using the promo code BETTER for our beautiful Better Podcast listeners. That's BETTER. All you have to do is visit carolbike.com.
And grief is part of being human. I just think my experience has been just flow with it. If we can take our fear out of grief, the grief, it comes through. It might take you out for an afternoon. And it just puts you more in touch with like what matters to you and how much you loved what was there. And now what you want to fill into that space or just leave that space empty. But when we resist grief and judge ourselves for being in the grief, I'm a loser, I'm not awake enough, I don't have the personal development skills, whatever it is. It's just, she's just going to keep coming. Right. And she'll start coming with more intensity until you and grief will get together and create a situation in your life to make sure you stop and you feel that. And that will be more painful because you might not be able to get out of bed. Who wants to have to quit their job because of grief? And then there's going to be conversations around meds. We shouldn't be medicating ourselves because we're feeling human things. I'm not against medication. Let's be really clear about that. But come now. Sorrow is part of the human repertoire. And it expands us. If you focus on the fact that everything is expansion, even the sorrow is, it's more... Well, there's a sweetness to it, you know?
I am incredibly bullish on sauna as a therapy for recovery, heart health, and overall aging well. I personally decided on an infrared sauna from Sunlighten because of the range of far wavelengths and near infrared wavelengths that it offers. Saunas help with detoxification and rejuvenation to rid your body of toxins. It helps with heart health by improving circulation, reducing blood pressure, and helping keep the arteries supple. It helps with muscle recovery by easing the tension and soreness to recover faster, and of course, stress reduction. With the warmth and the relaxation of sitting in a sauna, it's crucial for hormonal balance and achieving a state of well-being necessary for a strong physique and a strong mind. If you visit sunlighten.com/better and use code better to get a discount. That is sunlighten, sunlighten.com/better, and use code better at checkout.
And I think it's also, to your point, I think it's healing in a way, because when you allow yourself to grieve, you can move towards letting go and forgiving. But forgiveness is in my very humble opinion, is the ultimate goal, because it allows for that clearance and like it creates that space as you were describing. When I'm trying to forgive someone, there's a cerebral understanding of why they behaved in the way that, so, you know, I understand the situation at the time, the tools that they had, the belief structure. So I can understand the downstream, I can understand the behavior. When you can understand the why behind someone's behavior, and that maybe takes away some of that energetic like charge to it, but then you sort of oscillate to this little girl or this like little inner wounded little child. And it's like, but they hurt me, you know? So I personally don't know what forgiveness feels like. I can cerebrally understand it, but it hasn't like sunk down into my somatic system yet.
Well, this is a great point about the inner child, which I'm like so into in the last couple of years. And I end up talking about it all the time. I mean, you talk about the weather and somehow it's going to get back to your deep sensitivity, yes. Also known as your inner child.
Yes.
And
yes.
I don't think it's your inner child's job to forgive that person or to analyze that person. Mm-hmm. I think it's your job. It's my job as the parent of my deep sensitivity, as the queen of my own mandala, as the self-agent, as an evolving person. I can see with compassion on that person. I can put all the things together. I can see my role in it. I can even conceptually get down with all the merits of forgiveness. Mm-hmm. And then if the feeling of forgiveness starts to come in when you can just tend to that deeply sensitive part of you. Oh, you were hurt. I can so, like, this is just, you're pouring on the self-compassion. I could see why you were hurt. I could see why you wouldn't want to come out again. I could see why you're angry. Of course, you're so sweet and that person got it so wrong. I'm going to take care of you now. I'm going to make sure you get enough rest. I'm going to say encouraging declarations to you every day. I'm going to make sure you eat well. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to make sure you hang out with people who are encouraging and supportive for a while. And if you don't want to get back on stage or back in that business relationship, or you don't even want to talk to that person, you don't want to go near that person, I'm going to make that happen. And then you set up all the clear boundaries to take care of that deep sensitivity. And then in real time, in grown-up time, you've taken care of yourself. It's so much. You bandaged the wound. You came up with your own medicine. You will care so much less about what that other person is up to, why they did what they did. It's just like, peace out. I got the lesson. I recovered. You're off the hook. And I'm off the hook for my role in it.
All right, Betty's, if you found that little snippet whet your appetite and you are looking for more, you can go to our show notes for this episode. And in the show notes, we will have a link for you to click on, and it will bring you to the full, robust, juicy conversation.